food wasn't exactly Virgilio Martinez's first love. A former national skateboarding champion in his native Peru, Martinez decided to ditch the board in favor of the bar and studied law. Then, while off on holiday, he discovered his love of cooking. And after cooking his way around the world, Martinez returned home, where he opened his much-lauded restaurant, Central, in the Peruvian capital of Lima. Contributor Noel Carter sat down with him to discuss all things Peruvian.
Virgilio, your cookbook, Lima, is such a beautiful cookbook. I love how you write in the introduction that the dishes in the cookbook are not about traditional Peruvian cuisine, but flavors and memories from a contemporary perspective.
Yeah, that's important to acknowledge that always modern cuisine has to be somehow inspired by our heritage, the Incas food. So we maintain our classical dishes like ceviches, causas, anticuchos, which right. actually are the dishes that we are serving in the restaurant we have here in London. But we do a little twist to adapt to different palates. We're cooking for many, many people in the world. So things have to change. And of course, people is changing, life is changing, and our recipes, they got to change.
Right. You know, for so many chefs, food is about a sense of place, and the cuisine is defined by the local terroir. How does your cooking in Peru vary from cooking in London? And how do the seasons and availability of local ingredients influence your cooking at each of the restaurants?
Yeah, Central in Lima, Peru, and Lima in London, actually they work differently. What I do in Peru is a food based on biodiversity, and we use actually 100% of Peruvian products. Of course, we cannot that here in London. So maybe we use probably 15% of Peruvian products in London, and the rest are coming from seasonalities in Europe, in the UK. And then in Central, we do just tasting menus. Well, it's actually more like a fine dining structure. And here in London, we are more casual, more straight to Peruvian cuisine, because we have to start from scratch, from what's Peruvian cuisine, and how can we think about what's the evolution of Peruvian cuisine in the next 5 years.
You mentioned ceviches, and you devote an entire section of your book to ceviches. Why is it so integral to Peruvian cuisine, and what are some of the central rules to making it?
You know, ceviches has been done by the Incas a long time ago, and we didn't realize it was so good for us until the Japanese came to Peru. You know, Peruvian cuisine is a mix of Chinese, Japanese, Incas, Spanish, Italians, and actually when the Japanese came, maybe 150 years ago, they taught us how to, you know, preserve the fish, treat the fish well. So the ceviche start to evolve, yeah? And nowadays it's a very iconic dish. I was amazed because when Peruvian cuisine wasn't known at all, we had Nobu doing ceviches in California, in Los Angeles, of course. And we had Daniel Bolu doing ceviches in New York. But for us, it's kind of a comfort food. So I think this is the time to show our comfort food and how can it be evolved in time.
One of the things I found most fascinating is when we think of ceviche, we may often think of it as being a fish-based dish. But I love that you include all of these alternative vegetable options, baby corn ceviche, zucchini and carrot, and you even have a quinoa ceviche with avocado. How did you come up with these recipes?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, it's very classic to do a ceviche with fish, wild fish, actually. Mm-hmm. But nowadays, since we have some issues with fish and we are eating more vegetables and we are looking for new ingredients, so we came with the idea of using the tiger's milk, which is a liquid that marinates the fish. That liquid is a mix of celery, ginger, garlic, onions, lime juice, coriander, and chili peppers, and ice. So it's actually a juice. And that is going to marinate the fish. Then we came with the idea of using the same tiger's milk to dress asparagus, quinoas, avocados. So we are now doing vegetarian ceviches. We do ceviches with fruits. It goes beyond the fish.
Fascinating. You know, it's funny. You've written about food not being the first passion in your life. You were a national skateboarding champion, and then you studied law, and then you got into cooking. What was it that sparked your interest in cooking?
I think I've always cooked, but I didn't know I was going to become a chef, you know? Like, I had no idea about restaurants. But when I used to do skateboarding, I was cooking at home. I was seeing my grandmother cooking. And wow. Then actually I dropped law school because of my passion about cooking. So, and then I think it all made sense when I started to travel. Mm-hmm. And I went to Singapore, Madrid, New York, London, mm-hmm. and I realized that we have to travel. As a cook, we have to travel to understand different cultures, to see people, to see food, to understand flavors and new ingredients. I think this is always a message for young chefs that when you travel the world, you kind of never forget where you're coming from. So I was always traveling as a Peruvian guy, as a Peruvian cook. So when I came back to Peru, I had all this discipline, all this knowledge, and I can do that in my cuisine. So using local ingredients, but with a very global way of think.
It's beautiful. Virgilio, it's such a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Chef Virgilio Martinez has restaurants in Lima and London. He's the author of Lima, the Cookbook, Peruvian Home Cooking. To find Virgilio's recipes for arroz chufa vegetal, now you gotta forgive me, that's my Portuguese accent going on there, but that's rice with lots of vegetables, and pan de cilantro y cebolla morado, that's cilantro and red onion bread, by the way, head to splendidtable.org.